evening. I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I believe that practice makes perfect.
I'm Hoang Kerr, and that must make me the perfect gin delivery system.
I'm Norma Snockers, and I thought that was a martini glass.
I'm Sandy Grevis, and I don't care how my gin's delivered, as long as it gets to me ready to drink.
Quick, play the headlines before he starts drinking one's stock.
Insightful, incisive investigations into an internecine invasion induces apologetic absence.
Are we in or are we out? And more to the point, why?
Too hot, too messy goes into six figures.
Time to see who's hot and who's not.
As ever, Hutton Orbital News likes to be at the heart of the story, at the forefront of the breaking headlines, and, in some cases, though we do try to avoid it, the subject of our very own incisive investigative reportage. To that end, Hutton's apology officer, Mia Harkness, has put on the hard hat with press written on top of it, which has led to a number of incidents where people think they're very funny and take the instructions literally, and headed out to the rescue megaships for some vox pops, some top shots, and of course, some headlines from the latest developments in the Thargoid conflict. With the combat side of the war itself safely in the bag, for the time being, until Tharg the Mighty releases some mighty new minions on the universe with even more Tharg-launched thuckers, and big bad beams to zap commanders into the middle of next week, our focus has turned to the rescue operations. Hutton aren't strangers to rescuing people from burning stations, ignoring their pleas for a diversion to buy a pot plant, or pick up some booze, and dumping them on a waiting megaship, or to station repairs. But the latest rescue operation involved kidnapped pilots, people and persons who have been kept incarcerated in the Titans at the heart of the maelstroms. Using the latest in technologies, we've not only spotted that the captured civilians are being held on the Titans for some unknown reason, Tharg the Mighty has been keeping them incredibly close to the surface, and easily accessible to anyone with a crowbar, a few explosives, a big spoon, or some funky CG reward technology. The apology officer isn't interested in the actual mechanics of the rescues, but is very interested in the rescuees. With the operation now having rumbled along for a not insignificant period, and the effect of the Thargoid War even more pronounced than poking a scythe with a probinator before running away giggling, concerns are that we've heard nothing from the people being rescued. Normally, anyone involved in an alien abduction makes their first call not to a doctor to work out what those green things are on their skin, nor to the authorities to help give valuable intel to their captivity, but to the Red Tops. The galactic salacious news outlets are eager for tales of probing, or alien life, or whether your cat was kidnapped as well, and what it now does when the lights go out. But, to date, there's a stony silence. No tales of where they were kept? Do Thargoid prisons have bars? What does the porridge taste like? Was there probing? And where did they do it? Get your mind out of the gutter. We meant, was it in a lab on a metal table or just while quibbling on the floor of a dank, squidgy, slightly green cell? Were the captives conscious throughout? Did they see a Thargoid? In person? Can they tell the Hutton sketch artist what one looks like? So we can do one of those courtroom-style drawings that makes President Hutton look like a slightly hairy potato. And what's more, there's no word from Canon Interstellar, or the rest of the science community, the reputable half, as to whether the captives were impregnated, infected, or otherwise thoroughly interfered with by the Thargoids. Are the megaships a subtle way for Tharg to extract his, or her, or their, mighty revenge on humanity by giving everyone the Thargoid equivalent of a rather nasty strain of Lurgy, in an attempt to wipe out humanity? This and much more information will be coming soon, once the apology officer returns, passes quarantine, and they stop screaming. Do we sound suspicious that this was all too easy? Well, yeah. The captives weren't exactly kept in the Xeno equivalent of Colditz, or the Rock. They might as well have spacewalked on their own, of their own volition. And that is very suspicious. We smell a cover-up of a scale not since Madonna's latest tour, and attempting to convince the galaxy that yes, it is her natural look, and no, she hasn't applied it with a trowel or surgery.
Whilst detailed information on doing the do, and what the do is in Hutton space always forms part of the BGS report at the end of this bulletin, sometimes it's important to look at the why and what of particular events in the galaxy. We turn the Hutton roving eye towards one of the wolves, more particularly Wolf 629. We didn't do it deliberately, mind. It's one of those things. Someone got a little expansive in one of our other systems. We turned up there as a minor faction and were minding our own business. And then someone put us on the ballot paper. Before we go into the who of our opposition, we'll look at the system itself. A relatively small system, think the naughty step plus a little bit. It's an agricultural economy with a side order of refining things, with a population of 50,671. None of the planets warrant a proper name. They've all got exciting numbers like 1 and 2 and 2D. Actually, it's all ice planets and gas giants. Okay, why are we in an election to own this place? It sounds like Space Swindon to me. Do we really want Space Swindon? Or possibly Telford? Maybe Milton Keynes, but smaller. However, it's owned by the Dark Wheel. Now, if you don't know who they are, then, well, you've not been boning up on your recent history of space, the bubble, the Thargoids, and mysterious forces behind the powers that be. The Dark Wheel, that organisation mentioned in whispered tones alongside names like Raxler and Jameson and Ryder, the kind of organisation that has a funny handshake and an initiation ritual and a secret headquarters and likes to wear black and maybe a little insignia. The kind of place that has a big imposing front door and a scary doorman that insists on a dress code. Anyway, they expanded a couple of years ago with the help of pilots who weren't in the Dark Wheel, but bought into their philosophy. There were Gull Web and social media rumours that if the Dark Wheel expanded into Sol, then a magic gate would open and pilots would be heralded to Raxler by a herd of space unicorns. Now, we tried telling them that it was impossible to expand into Sol. We tried. We did it once, accidentally, and we broke the entire universe, which is how we expanded in the funny way we did and ended up in Wolf 359. Did they listen? Or did they hack? So, they got nearby, having trampled on a number of other factions en route, and nothing. So much nothing that they got a little upset. Nothing has been heard from them for a long while, and as it was before this expansion, they've gone back to being secretive and hiding. As such, the locals appear to have got fed up of not having local councillors to moan at about the state of the potholes in the roads, or parking, or who's responsible for picking up the pieces of all the smashed ships. And as such, with Hutton's arrival, they petitioned Alvin to take the ball and run with it. Which of course he loves, especially if someone's chasing him and they want their ball back. So, Wolf 629. It's boring as heck. It's like Space Belgium, just without the beer or chocolate. But they love us, so we'll do the do.
After 62 weeks, or 14 months, Too Hot, Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver a Hutton mug and mega gin with which to fill it to all stations in the galaxy is a mere smidge of a gnat's crotchet away from 100,000 mug deliveries. The four-weekly average is creeping back up above 1,000 per week and after a lean spell over the summer. But we will see the 100,000th mug delivered during the show. Commander Chix is still leading the deliveries table with over 16,600 mugs delivered. Some say that it's delivered to 1 in 6 of all mugs. Waller 81 is in second place with over 14,400 deliveries, ahead of Nemb in the third with over 7,600. Of course, we all know all this because it's tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hot_mess_2. Traffic is moderate at Hutton this week, but you should be able to get parked on the small pads without any delays. Gin production was reported to be rationed to 14 tonnes per visit, which is average. Medium ships may have to be patient though, and large ships should have checked the size of Hutton before they left. The Hutton run times were the Burke 2 runs, 1 hour 23 minutes 19 seconds. Norbert Paternaud, 1 hour 23 minutes 50 seconds, and Uber Dave 5993, 3 runs, 1 hour 24 minutes 31 seconds.
Things are still generally not too bad, or kind of alright, or fair to middling, whatever the hell that means, in Hutton Space this week. No fewer than 5 systems are on the naughty step, with one particularly low, and we have 2 systems in need of some trucking assistance. More on those stories coming up. Following Hutton's narrow 4-3 victory 2 weeks ago, the factions in Ross 671 appear to have developed something of a taste for squabbling. 2 days ago, the other 6 were paired off against each other in some war, civil or otherwise, leaving Hutton to be peaceable and the odd one out. Presently, 4 of them are still at it, leaving Hutton on a paltry 23 points, securing this week's wooden spoon by some margin. Ross 671 Interstellar, the victor of the other war, is now in second place, just 5 points behind Hutton. The other 2 conflicts will lock up all but a fifth of system influence until early next week, so don't be surprised if we get challenged for control. Barnard Star managed to sort out its infrastructure failure fairly quickly this week, but lost 4 points in doing so, leaving it on 31. Most of the other factions are still seeing famine and civil unrest, and there is a brief window to boost Hutton's influence before an election starts in a day or so. Stein 2051 joins 36 off Yuki on 34, and annoyingly each have a civil war, tying up a quarter or so of the influence. Lastly, Epsilon Eridani has slipped to 39, but with all the other crap going on, no one will notice. Probably. An infrastructure failure has taken systems offline in Wolf 359, which is a shame, as it's our go-to system for power generators and water purifiers. A good alternative for these commodities is Velasquez Gateway in Wolf 1481, so stock up and ship them into the large pads in Powell High and Low Mass Orbiter. In our home system of Alpha Centauri, the poor security situation of several months, which was suppressing Centauri Megajin production, has been taken advantage of by terrorists, and the system is now under terrorist attack. Clean out the pirates and terrorists by taking suitable missions and hand in any Hutton bounties and redeem combat bonds in Alpha Centauri. The large pad surface stations are still mostly offline, so take the restore missions to bring them back online and secure the system. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have 6 systems above 60%, half of which are over 70. Expect expansions. Priorities this week are if you want to truck something, relieve the infrastructure failure in Wolf 359, and if you want to shoot something, take suitable missions and vaporize some criminals, hand in Hutton bounties and combat bonds in Alpha Centauri.